Thank you. lot of families and friends. It's so exciting to see everybody working in the house of the Lord on Easter Day. Guess what? Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. I'm Reverend Esther Robinson, and I will be your servant today. And we are happy to have all our friends and family worshiping today. And if you need to feel more well, but to do so, don't hesitate to ask someone who is in church in need, because you are here to praise God just like we are, all together. We're one family. Will you join with me in the opening words for friends and Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Death has fallen victory.
The grave has lost its sting.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
And we are alive, Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
If you'd stand and turn in your hymnals to page 302, we'll sing Christ the Lord today.
A time of prayer together where we praise God for God's good gifts, and these gifts are numerous, and we will try and name something. We may not name all of them, but we are going to name our praises today, our alleluias, and after each one we're going to say alleluia. after each one. All right? All right. What do we have to praise God for today? Yes.
Oh!
Joy to sit here and see faces looking back at us.
Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. Any other hallelujahs? The choir. Hallelujah. We're going to hear from them shortly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Well, I shared in the first service just a big joy for the Easter egg celebration that we had yesterday with all the children.
Hallelujah.
Praise God for the love we have.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Two services this week and the youth and how amazing.
We have amazing youth. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I want to say a big hallelujah and thank you to the worship committee for playing all this well together and making our next great elder for. Hallelujah. Thank you, worship committee. Will you bow your heads as we go to God in prayer today? Creator of all, you have ordained the promise of life from the beginning. Out of nothing, you created the world and cultivated all living things. Every spring, plants return and new vegetation comes forth. Every year, new life abounds. And in our hearts today, there is new life. And in our very cells, the promise of eternal life with you. Help us to believe. Help us to share the good news, because your love is written on our very DNA. Your love is written into our hearts. Your love restores and gives life that is forever. In the name of the risen Christ, we pray using the words he taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's got your name all over it.
Oh! And Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they had went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw the stone was very large, had already been rolled back. They entered the tomb. They saw a young man dressed in a robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and they fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. May God add his blessings to the reading of his word.
Thanks be to God.
Well, I kind of hate to follow the choir. This is our chancel choir at Calvary United Methodist Church. Under the direction of Andy Haney, our accompanist, George Thompson. And we have a special friend here with us today, Marlon. Thank you for being here. Special guest. And our drummer, Jacob. Some years ago, a pastor in South Carolina was invited to a baptism by one of his parishioners who was a guard at the Central Carolina prison in Columbia. The pastor arrived at the prison early in the morning. He was searched, ID'd, interrogated, moved from waiting area to waiting area for over an hour, all to simply move him from 15 feet outside the prison walls to the inside. Finally, the pastor met his guard friend and they walked together down long, cold corridors to the prison chapel. It was a small room with a few rows of chairs and a platform at the front. On this day, the pulpit and the piano were moved against the wall, and in the pulpit's place, flat on the floor, was a large wooden box. And in the box, there was blue plastic sheeting that draped over the sides of the box. And into the sheeting had been poured gallons and gallons of cold water. As a small group gathered around the makeshift baptistry, at the very moment the convert stepped into the box full of water, and the preacher reached over to grab his hands and lower him into the box and began to say, "I baptize thee," the visiting pastor had a realization that took his breath away. The box was a coffin, a standard prison-issue pine box coffin. The man was being baptized in a casket. he was going into and coming up out of the grave. The funeral liturgy in some worship books contains these words: when we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Death and life, despair and hope, going under and rising again, those are our themes for today. When women went to the tomb, they went in deep sadness and despair. They went into a place of coldness and death, a prison house of the soul. They went with no hope, no anticipation. They went reluctantly to perform a duty, to prepare Jesus' body for burial, and to put their friend into a grave. But when they got there, they discovered that things had changed. The tomb was empty. The body was missing. There was an angel hovering about. "Do not be alarmed," he says. That's easy for him to say. So the angel goes on, "You're looking for Jesus? Sorry, he's not here. He's been raised. He's gone to Galilee. Go tell Peter and the others to meet him there." The women are stunned, reeling, speechless. No wonder the Bible tells us that they fled in terror and told no one, at least for a while. This business of rising again from the dead has never been easy for anyone to believe. It's not natural. It's not normal. It wasn't normal 2,000 years ago. It's not normal now. All of us who proclaim it know that it's not easy to believe. But it is a story full of possibilities for all of us. From death to new life isn't just about going through physical death and then living happily ever after in heaven. It's about being changed, transformed in the midst of our circumstances here and now. The prisoner who was baptized in a coffin didn't get to leave prison because he got religion. Far from it. He still had 20 years to go on his sentence. For him, nothing external had changed at all. And yet internally, everything had begun to change completely. After the baptism, he gave a testimony in which he said he had gone from being a dead man walking, a person already dead in spirit, waiting to die, to life as a man filled with the new life of Christ living in him. The question for us today is, what sort of prison are we living in? What darkness grips our soul today? What cold and clammy tomb is holding us back from a joyous life? The message of Easter is this: you have to step into the cold waters of death in order to come out on the other side of the Jordan. You have to bury what's holding you back in order to embrace the new life God is giving you. You have to lay down in a coffin in order to stand up with joy on Easter morning. We are invited to a changed life today, a life full of hope, opportunity, overflowing with love and freedom, and filled with the joy of the risen Christ. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Amen and amen. Before we take our collection, I do want the ushers to get lined up and ready to come forward, but I want you to turn to page 168. This is part of the service of Christian marriage, and you may wonder, what in the world does Christian marriage have to do with the giving of our tithes and offerings? This part of the service at the top of 868 is the exchange of rings, but each partner in the marriage gives the gift of a ring to the other partner. And this is the vow that they make. And I want us to use this morning before we take our offering. And instead of saying name and ring, you're going to say, God, I give you this gift. And we will recite the rest of it together. Will you join me? God, I give you this gift as a sign of my vow. And with all that I am and all that I have, I honor you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Will the ushers please come forward? Let us pray. Gracious God, today we celebrate the risen Christ who comes to set us free and change our lives. May we renew the promise that was made at our baptism today as we come into the fellowship of the church to support the church with our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning of receiving into the membership of our church three people, and I'm going to ask for them to come forward and bring their hymnal with them, and for the congregation to turn to page 46 in your hymnal. The Carlbergs are coming forward, and Dot Rigsby is also coming forward. Okay, good for you. You're going to be their sponsor. All right. Thank you, Vicki. Ron and Lois have been with us really since I've been here. I think they actually started coming, so it's been about, I've been here 9 months, 6 months, 6 months. They've been with us. And Dorothy, are you coming forward? You're trying to get here? Okay. And Dorothy's coming also to join into the fellowship of our church. And if you would turn to page 46, we're going to ask them to profess their faith, and we can join with them in their responses because we can renew our faith as they profess theirs. And so I ask you, do you, in the presence of God in this congregation, renew the solemn vow and promise made at your baptism?
I do.
Do you truly and earnestly repent of your sins?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again.
He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Do you receive and profess the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testament?
I do.
Do you promise, according to the grace given you, to keep God's holy will and commandments and walk in the same all the days of your life as faithful members of Christ's holy church?
I do.
If you will turn now to page 48, at the top of the page, I ask them the question, they're baptized members of the church, which means that they are already a part of Christ's universal church.
Amen.
But now we ask them to be a part of the United Methodist Church as they find it here at Calvary. Will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and uphold it by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness?
I will.
Let those who are members of other congregations of the United Methodist Church and who now desire to enter into fellowship in this congregation present themselves to be welcomed. Are there any transferring in from other United Methodist churches? Brothers and sisters, I commend to your loving care these persons whom we this day receive into the membership of this congregation. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love.
We rejoice to recognize you as members of Christ's Holy Church and bid you welcome to this congregation of the United Methodist Church. With you, we renew our vows to uphold it by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service. With God's help, we will so order our lives after the example of Christ, that surrounded by steadfast love, you may be established in the faith and confirm and strengthen in a way that leads to life eternal.
Amen. And let me... Dorothy, we did not know you were going to join today, so we don't have a certificate yet, but I want everybody to welcome Dot Rigsby. And Ron Carlberg.
Now, if you turn in your hymnals to page 310, we'll sing He Lives.
Thank you.
the dust. Go to serve and love God in all that you do. And know that Christ is with you always, even to the end of the age. Go in peace. Amen.
Thank you.